Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Welcome to the Bush is Swelling Show, and we are your hosts, the Speaker MC and Bushwoman. First, we'd like to thank our sponsors, The Love Journey Show, Blog Talk Radio, and we are so glad you're here to join us for some unadulterated eargasmic listening pleasurable conversation on the Bush is Swelling Show. The Bush is Swelling Show explores sexual wellness through mental masturbation. So relax, sip on some wine, and indulge in some dark chocolate as we engage you in sexy, sensual, stimulating conversation about my libido went bye-bye. We're not doctors. We're just bringing you the information so that you can begin stimulating and igniting the fire between the sheets, boosting your sexual self-confidence to stir up the passion in your relationship so that you can also learn about the Bush natural and herbal concoctions for nourishment and tapping into your soulful sexual wellness. And also expanding your sexual vocabulary as you discover a new way to think about toys and their healing benefits. Now, when you tap into your soulful sexual wellness and when you use the Bush concoctions, you begin to liberate your being as you engage in and embrace your orgasmic awareness through the art of communication. We welcome you to join our conversations that tease the senses and titillate your body and your soul. Ask questions you always wanted to ask. Awaken your inner bush man and bush woman. Get your sexual wellness and live empowered lifestyles. Come play today on the Bush is Swelling Show. Today, our topic is libido. And our segment, as I said before, is called My Libido Went Bye-Bye. We're going to have a conversation about a very, very sensitive topic, libido. In a recent study of 2,200 women between the ages of 30 and 70, researchers found that 36% had low sexual desire. Now, in light of March 8th being celebrated as International Women's Day, we thought this segment would be dedicated to the focus on women and their libidos. Sorry, guys. Our next show will be about you and your libido, okay? After all, there are 31% of you who do have low libido. Yeah, and we know that your masculinity is linked to your sexuality, and you may find that a threatening space to be in, but when your libido is low. So we'll chat about that on our March 17th show. But tonight, it's all about the ladies. So ladies, have you been saying no in too many ways? Like, not tonight. I've got a headache. Or I'm too fucking tired. When the real problem is that your mojo is just waned. Well, why aren't you speaking up? Let's see how we can help you rev it up in the boudoir by expanding your sexual vocabulary and your awareness. We'll boost our sexual confidence and intimate connections by learning about the bush, the natural herbal nourishments and concoctions that stimulate communication. After all, sleeping with your backs facing each other or not even touching, is that the language you should be speaking in the boudoir? However, for your male partner, sex is his language of connection, of intimacy. And you may feel, well, if he'd just wash the dishes or help with the housework more often, then I'd be more in the mood. Or maybe not. So let's chat. As I said, we're going to talk about libido, when your libido goes bye-bye, and what's the libido and why it's simple to bring it back. We're going to discuss the definition and causes of the loss of libido in women. And we're going to discuss some remedies to recover the libido, some herbs that can help, some toys that can assist. And then we're going to open up the floor for some Q&A and we'll close out the show. So I hope you are ready for this titillating conversation, because it will be so much fun. So So let's pause for the cause, and when we'll be back, we'll dive real deep. Here's some Jill.
You love me, it's special, lead different.
What you can expect of our show tonight. And now I want to bring in my co-host, and she'll introduce herself. And her name is Bushwoman. And Bushwoman will tell you some of the reasons why we lose our libido. And she'll explain for those who are not really conscious about it, but what exactly is libido. So hold on one moment while I get her on the phone and welcome my co-host, Miss Bushwoman. Bushwoman, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me? Speaker MC?
Yes, absolutely.
Greetings, everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out to tune into our show tonight, the Bush is Swelling Show. And again, love to thank our sponsor, the Love Journey Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for allowing us to share this space. So everyone, how are you doing out there tonight? I am Bushwoman, a.k.a. Najami Nizama. I am a certified personal development awareness life coach. And you can connect with me, check out my page, Bushwoman Conversations Project, and our page, The Bush is Swelling Show on Facebook. And at Instagram, at Bushwoman Convo. So the big topic tonight, the sensitive topic tonight, is about our libido. And as we said, guys, we are sharing this for the ladies. We will kind of talk about you all on our next show, part two. So what is libido? How we define libido? Your libido is a hormonal imbalance. It's an energy, because everything in life is about energy, yes? So when our energy is out of whack, the major cause of our libido going bye-bye is hormonal. And you know, it turns out that men frequently underestimate the sex drives of their female partners or vice versa. So we want to rev up our hormonal imbalances by talking about what the causes are. So stress is one of the major causes that can throw off our libido. especially when we are going through our menstrual cycle, ladies. You know what it is, pre and postmenopausal. So therefore, these things cause our hormonal balance to go off whack. Also, what affects your libido are many elements in your life, you know, such as like your relationships. And your relationships covers many areas like your self-esteem, even your interest in dating. Insufficiency, hormonal insufficiencies, really physically causes low libido due to this hormonal imbalance. So we have to be very careful. Look at the way how you're living your life. How are you thinking? How are you viewing things? Because there's a saying that goes, when you change the way you look at things, things change. So hormones are a critical part of this. Again, I want to stress this is a major thing. Also medications. Some of the culprits can be meds if you are taking antidepressants, birth control pills, and known to affect women's libido. I'm not saying stop taking your antidepressants. We are not doctors. I'm not saying that, okay? Psychological factors can be varied and very complex. So including history of physical and sexual abuse, issues about your body acceptance. If you got shame issues around your body, not embracing every ounce, every fat of you, and just accepting your body for what it is and seeing yourself as that sexual goddess that you are, no matter what shape you are. Relationships also often contribute. There are factor low libido. Even if your inner relationships are good, if you have issues about, again, body, if you have issues around whatever self-esteem issues, it can affect your relationships moving forward. So I would recommend that you have a conversation with your doctor about either lowering the dose or working with certain herbalists or nutritionists who deals with really healthy ways in assisting, working with your medications and things of that nature. So we want to work on really being careful about discontinuing antidepressants that can result also in loss of sexual function. And some of this is also called, PSSD, which is post-sexual dysfunction disorder. So there's a number of speaker MC that I found that women can call if they want more information about how to increase and rev up the libido. And the number is 914-328-3700, 914-328-3700. And the website name is called MazeWomensHealth.com. Again, Maze, M-A-Z-E, WomensHealth.com. And you can go on that site to get a lot of information to help the boost up and any questions you may have. So, you know, a lot of sisters, seeker MC, are really going through this, and this is affecting their love ship with their mates. Don't you think so, sister?
It certainly is. It certainly is. A lot of couples are out there that they're not engaging in intercourse beyond one time a month. Some of them even twice a year, and that's, you know, that's just not good. Not good. And I know that's why this is a sensitive subject. Very sensitive subject.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, you know, especially going through menopause, my goodness, you got to eat the right kind of food. So, you know, we'll come back with the foods. Do we have some time for the foods, Speaker MC?
Well, I just wanted to, since we are recognizing International Women's Month, I kind of wanted to bring about a way, another remedy. I think you'll talk about the remedies of the bush in a little bit, but I wanted to just touch on some general subject matter with regard to the libido and women. So thank you for that, Bush Woman. Thank you so much. And in case you're wondering, my name is Marcia Chambers, Speaker MC, and I'm an international speaker, award-winning speaker, and a sexual wellness consultant. And my message of sexual empowerment is shared with women who who are in relationships, but they feel lonely. So my specialty is helping women who are lonely in their relationships to go from sexless to steamy. And I just love helping them to regain their intimacy, to have better sex and reclaim their sexuality. And I do this through virtual mediums and the radio show, podcasts, webinars, TV shows, and live events. So check me out, any social media conduit at Speak2MC. That's Speak, the number 2MC. And I just wanted to touch on some remedies. Bushwoman brought to light about the psychological aspect and the shame issues and the self-esteem issues. So as I mentioned, a lot of couples aren't having sex but once a year in some cases. And sometimes that might be because, you know, people are working 2-3 jobs to make ends meet and they're just stressed out. She brought out that point that, you know, people are stressed out and as a result, they're just too tired and they're not connected anymore. Or if that's not the reason, then sex has become such a routine and it's become boring. It's just rote. You know, no sex is better than bad sex. And maybe if that's not the case, so if A or B aren't your issue, maybe you're having sex, but you always initiate. You're always the one saying, oh, baby, let's. So that's not too sexy. So now that's affecting your esteem because you no longer feel wanted, right? Well, my mentor, Esther Perel, says, women want to talk first, connect first, and then have sex. It's like, turn me on up here, you know, mind fuck me before you travel down there. You got to feel in the mood, right, ladies? So let's discuss some mood-altering activities to bring on Randy. Yeah. One of them could be reading a sexy romance novel. Now, I've read some really, really sexy novels that can transport you vicariously through some of the steamy scenarios. One of them is 50 Shades of Grey by E.L. James. I don't know how many of you have read that book, but that book is pretty steamy. I think it comes in a trilogy. Or if you want something a little bit more risque, try Addicted by Zane. Or I think a couple months ago, I read The Claiming of Sleeping Beauty by Anne Rice. Oh my God, I think that book was all about sex, 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 sex. It's like almost pornographic even. But I love reading, you know, and I get it. Not everyone's cup of tea is to read. So like I said, reading some sexy romance novels. Now, if that's not your cup of tea, then how about getting a massage? The skin is the largest organ, and connecting through touch is a necessary thing. And too many people suffer from skin hunger. Hey, shout out to my friend Marcella Lyles. She created the Skin Hunger Project. And yes, a massage is great. It helps to stimulate the oxytocin from the skin-to-skin contact. And either your lover can administer this massage, which would be great, or if not, I can recommend the wonderful masseuse. Yes, Bushwoman. Ha! I got a massage from Bushwoman. I fell out, knocked me out to sleep. And I heard from another masseuse that that's how you measure your the impact, the positive impact that you have through your massage when you can knock someone out to sleep. Well, she surely does. So check her out as well. Yeah, so we have reading a sexy romance novel or just advocating or administering the massage, you know, the eroticism of touch. Number three, and I'm a strong advocate for number three. Number three is like my go-to for almost everything, masturbating. Yes, self-love, self-care. Take some time for yourself. Maybe in the bathtub or when the house is quiet. And what's even better is to have your partner watch you and or help you to throw your own pleasure party. Yes, that is so erotic. You might both learn a thing or two about yourselves or each other. Yes. So we have reading the romance novel, sexy romance novel, gotta be sexy, getting a massage, or masturbating. That's three. The other remedy that I suggest is Kegel. Sometimes just taking a walk outside, well, actually, connecting with nature, that's what it is. When you connect with nature, you take a walk outside or you go running, it brings up your mood, it lifts your spirits. So any kind of exercise that activates the blood flow, especially in the lower extremities, some squats, some lunges, a run, that's pretty good. And practicing Kegel, I mean, if you can walk and chew gum, then you can walk outside and practice your Kegel exercises. That's also good for stimulation because, after all, you're contracting the muscles down in the pelvic floor. So that's stimulating and it's similar to the pulsation that you have when you have an orgasm. Yeah. Can you imagine? Kill two birds with one stone. Another remedy that I suggest is, now, if you're both too tired, then maybe scheduling sex. Now, me personally, to me, that just doesn't sound so good. It doesn't sound so romantic, but, you know, you do what you have to do. It's better to schedule and have it than just be passing ships all the time. So schedule it. If both of you have different itineraries and just busy, then schedule it. Say, okay, Thursday, we're going to have morning sex, or Thursday evening from work. Or if you want, you can even split it up. In the morning, you can begin. Don't aim to ejaculate. Don't aim for the orgasm. Let your end goal be just to enjoy. Just be pleasured and enjoy the pleasure. And then you can finish it up in the evening. How you like those apples? Let's see. Reading the sexy romance novel, getting a massage, masturbating, taking a walk and doing your Kegel, and scheduling sex. Now, that may remedy the boredom and the I'm too tired, but a feel-good tactic is not only to get some fresh air and sunshine, it works also to lift your mood, like I said, and it releases the endorphins. When you come back home, you are so energized, then you can have the sex. Yeah, right? Doesn't that sound good? So since we as women have to engage the brain first, these are just some simple, inexpensive ways to lift your mood. Read a kinky novel, get a massage, masturbate, Kegel exercises, schedule sex, and go for a nature walk. Which vitamin gives you all of that? So right now, I want to bring back our Bushwoman. Bushwoman, can you give them a rundown of the bush, you know, all the herbal remedies that can also complement the remedies that we mentioned before?
Well, you know, it was so interesting that you just said an interesting word, how you like them apples. And I found out in my research today, Speaker MC, that there was an Italian study that found that women who ate more apples experienced increased lubrication and sexual function, increasing their overall libido. How you like them apples? So let's start eating some more apples, okay? Add some cinnamon. Add some nutmeg to it because nutmeg is the female Viagra. If you didn't know that, you know that tonight. Nutmeg, my sisters, is a female Viagra. You can put it in with your oatmeal. You can put it in your tea when you make your bush tea. That's another topic of conversation. Even if it's just ginger and turmeric. You can also season your meats with nutmeg. Believe you me, you can. Along add it to your cakes or things if you're a baker. Again, some interesting foods are garlic. I like cooking with a lot of garlic, but if you do your own research, you go on YouTube and you look up foods to increase your libido, you'll see there's some great recipes how to use garlic. Figs. I'm not talking about bananas, like people from the Caribbean, we call bananas figs. No, I'm talking about figs, even dates, things of that nature. Now, eggs are Very interesting. They recommend raw eggs, but a lot of people can't consume raw eggs. So if you're doing eggs, don't fry your eggs. Let the eggs, make your eggs to a point where the yolk is still kind of runny if you eat eggs. Mangoes. Mangoes are great for increasing our libido. Also, almonds. Best if you soak the almonds overnight and you have them the next day. Avocados. Now, I love avocados. I eat avocados all the time. So I guess my libido must be up there, honey. Bananas, the ripe bananas, raw oysters if you're into seafood, and celery. So these are things. Also, you really got to be careful of your stresses, your life stresses that affects all of this, because this can make you very cranky and not a good person to be around. So we have to look at that. You know, talk to your doctor or do your own research about foods that balance your hormonal imbalances. Because once you get the hormonal imbalances in check, you are able to really feel more sexy. As Speaker MC just said, good old masturbation. Okay, that is not a sin, as we've been raised to believe. Okay, so it is something for you to know how to love yourself. Also, testosterone. If we got low testosterone and more of the anti-sexual hormones such as too much estrogen, prolactin, and cortisol comes from stress, it increases the good and stops the bad. So we got to eat more fats, fats in our food. They're healthy fats. I'm not talking about fried bacon and stuff, things of that nature, and have a healthy balance of our cholesterol. Saturated fats really help to promote more of your sex hormones, ladies, and gentlemen as well. But we're talking about the ladies here. So, gentlemen, get some good foods for your girlfriend if you're one who does the cooking. So having a healthy balance of your testosterone, cholesterol, and good cholesterol can come from many foods. And ladies and gentlemen, I say ladies again, cholesterol, especially for women, raised when we go through menopause. So we want to make sure we have healthy fats like free-range eggs, at least 2 to 3, 3 to 4 times a week, keeping the eggs, again, runny, grass-fed meats if you're into meats like bison, buffalo meat, things like that. It helps in the conjugated linoleic fats that helps to reduce cortisol and the anti-inflammatory levels that reduce many forms of low libido. So again, this also calls for us to take responsibility for our own libido by doing our own research. I'm all about doing things to help my libido. And I must say, you can rev it back up. You can bring back that hot, sexy, you know, vicacious, that's what I'm looking for, Speaker MC. You know,
vivacious.
Vivacious, thank you. Romance in the bedroom, boudoir. If you don't have a partner, darling, you can do it with yourself. I must say, I'm going to give a little plug to Speaker MC, the swell playdate. I was at one of Speaker's MC's swell playdates. And I must say, I won a prize. I'm so happy to say I won this prize. I got myself a finger vibrator. Oh, my God. And listen, I was so happy. I haven't tried it yet, but I mean, hello, masturbation is healthy. I would say that I'm not ashamed to say that I do it. And we are grown ups. This is about a spiritual, healthy, sexual wellness show. And so, again, when you change the way you look at things, things change. Right, Speaker MC?
Absolutely. I'm a strong advocate for masturbation because I'm telling you, people ask me, why do you laugh so much or why are you always so happy? Hello, no stress to my game. I rid my body of stress. That's right. You know what I wanted to also include, Bushwoman? I know that I did some extensive research on the hawthorn berry. The hawthorn berry is like a cure-all for everything. Talk about opening up your blood vessels to increase the blood flow. What?
Yes.
The hawthorn berry, put it in a tea, eat it raw, however you want to do it, mash it up. Yes. The hawthorn berry is like the go-to. And one of our affiliates and friends of the show, Justin Sain, he made this pill that's called Insanity. And he gave me some samples and he said,
what?
Marcia, be careful. Be careful with that pill because, you know, it's going to drive you bonkers. So, you know, in order to promote something, you have to try it yourself, right? Can I tell you, I took that pill, one pill. It suggests that you take one pill 45 minutes prior to any kind of activity, sexual activity. Let me make that clear in case they think, oh, any kind of activity, we're going to go play baseball. No. I don't think so. Well, I took that pill. I tried it out on Thursday evening, and, you know, just to see. And I didn't prepare anything. You know, I just took the pill and I said, okay, well, I'm going to see what happens. Can I tell you, I'm still horny now. Today's Saturday.
Oh, Lord, I'm Lord, what? The speaker MC on fire. Wow. Lord,
fire.
I need to try that pill. You didn't give me a sample. I need to get a sample of that. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I'll have it at the next Champagne and Chocolate Conversations, which is on March 31st. Just a plug right there. March 31st
That's
at 59
right.
Franklin. Yes, in New York City. So in case you're here, come on by.
That's right. You
got
to come to Chocolate and Champagnes. We had great conversations and great chocolate. Oh, my God. And we know that chocolate is also one of the go-to to increase your libido, especially the darker the chocolate, the better. You know, so
That's
you've
right.
got to incorporate. And, you know, you can use chocolate as a tea as well. Ladies, you can put dark chocolate in your tea or your coffee if you're into coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes after you eat, like I say, you're working on your job and you have your meal, a piece of dark chocolate helps to perk up the brain and keep you more alert as well, but it also enhances. So sometimes, ladies, while you're at the office and you're sitting in your chair, do some Kegel exercises. You know, take a deep breath. As you take your deep breath, you tighten your vagina muscles going up. Okay, so as you tighten, matter of fact, if you're sitting or laying in your bed, just take a deep breath, breathe in deeply. And just close your eyes and imagine your vagina muscles like rings. And you tighten, 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 like you're going up like an elevator. And as you breathe out, you release slowly. Now, you can practice this when you urinate. You hold your urine for like about the count of 10 or 20. You know, you can increase it every time you urinate. That will strengthen those vagina muscles as well. And you can be also having your own private mini orgasms while you're sitting on a train or in your office if you practice this Kegel exercises on a regular basis. Trust me, you just find this relaxed feeling that comes over the body. Yes, we can.
And it's so funny you talk about the Kegel exercises. So you can even practice the Kegel with the toys. And that brings me to the segment about getting Bob, you know, your battery-operated bow. There are two very impressive vibrators. And I'm not sure if the audience knows about this company called WeVibe. They are so on the cutting edge of the 21st century in creating these toys that are not only ergonomic, but also easily concealed and multifunctional. One such vibrator is called the WeVibe Match, and you can it's used for couples, and it's shaped like a U, and you can use it to at pleasure to not only the G-spot, but also the clitoris simultaneously while you're having sex with your significant other. I mean, that's a 3-for-1 right there. Now, I don't know who wouldn't like that. The WeVibe Match usually goes for about $139, and it's hand-free. So your hands can explore all the erogenous zones. Yes! And in case you are not partnered with anyone, you can try the Jive. WeVibe makes this toy called Jive, J-I-V-E, that sells for about $119, and it's operated by Bluetooth. So talk about going to the park and getting your groove on and nobody even knows. Yes, you can control it by Bluetooth, and if you want your partner to control it for you, then that's fine. But if you don't have a partner, Jive is like the best thing for you. It's a Bluetooth control wearable vibrator, and it's whisper quiet and comfortable to wear. They even have an app for it. You know, in the day and age where there's an app for everything, well, there's an app for this sex toy. That's right. And the app is called We Connect app. and it helps you to control the toy from anywhere, anywhere. Like I said, it's Bluetooth operated. So if the arousal is your issue, right, there, and the six suggestions that I made previously with the kinky book, the massage, the masturbation, the Kegel, and what else did I say? Scheduling the sex and going for a walk. If those don't help you, then here's a doctor-tested toy. Now, there's a toy that was made, and it's approved and recommended by the OBGYN doctors, and it's not a vibrator. It's called the Fiera. The Fiera is designed, it looks like a, it actually looks like a mouse. It has the shape of a mouse, you know, the mouse that you use for your computer to scroll through documents. So the Fiera, F-I-E-R-A, is designed for women who struggle with desire arousal. So it's not a vibrator, and it's not meant to create an orgasm, but rather to get women in the mood. I think they're better off with the insanity. But anyway, to get them in the mood for, you know, having sex when they're ready to go and their partner, when they're not ready to go and their partner is, so this gets them in the mood. However, it is shown to help increase the intensity of your orgasm, they say, when the female is with her partner. And it also comes with a remote. I guess everything comes with a remote. They have to make it so that the guy has something to do. The Fiera goes for about $199, and if it comes with a remote, it goes for $249. Remember, the Fiera is just for women who are struggling with their desire arousal. It's to get them in the mood. And so notwithstanding the pills, the potions, and the gels that are sold on the market to alleviate the lack of mojo, I'm going to share a recipe that I've tried. Excuse me, and a few of my friends and customers have tried this, and they have, I mean, raving reviews. Should I say raving reviews? I call it the mojotita, and it'll definitely get your blood circulating in double time to all the cracks and crevices of your love machine. It's a smoothie, and it's very easy to make, and you can find it, the full recipe, in my newsletter. You can go to bit.ly/MC Libido. That's bit.ly/M like Mary, C like Charlie, Libido, MC Libido. And you can find it there. So you can change your mojo if you want to. You know, all the remedies that we suggested to you here tonight, they don't really cost a lot, except for the toys. I wouldn't say they cost a lot, but the investment is long-term. So one toy, even though it may be $119, $139, you'll have it for quite some time. So just look at it as an investment into your relationship, an investment into your health. And the other bush and herbs that Bushwoman had suggested, those are also inexpensive and easy to acquire, as well as the six suggestions that I had made earlier that don't cost a thing, well, except for maybe the massage. But these are easy things to rev your libido, bring you back into focus, bring you back into, oh my God, I feel so sexual again, because we are sexual beings. We are energy beings. And don't you forget how powerful you are as a woman. So, Bushwoman, we are almost at the time to open up the floor for our audience in case they want to ask any questions. And I'm going to go to the dashboard. Did you want to add anything else before I open the floor, Bushwoman?
Oh, no. I'm so, so excited to hear what our callers have to say, to chime in on the conversation. And I just say is that just be your beautiful self. You can be at any age you are a sexual creature. Not because we're getting older, ladies, or you're in your 60s, 70s, that you're not sexual. You're supposed to be having pleasure and sex till you die. Okay? I believe
That's right.
And how you
feel that
way is by what you eat, what you consume. Watch the unhealthy fats the healthy and consume more healthy fats and do your own research because knowledge is power. So let's open up the lines. I'm so curious to hear what people got to say.
Okay. Any caller has well, no one.
We got four callers on. One, two, three. Three callers on, yeah.
Caller 3985. Are you ready to go on the air? Caller 3985. You're on the air. Caller 3985. Do you have a question for the Bush's Swelling Show today? Caller 347. Ending 3985. I guess the caller doesn't have a question.
Yeah,
okay, let's go
no,
to the next caller. Caller 347, last 4, 5070. 347, last 4, 5070. Do you have a question or any comments?
For some reason, when we go on them, we are kind of losing them. I don't know what's happening. I think I see 3985 came back on, I think.
Okay. Huh.
Let's try
all our callers
one.
Decide to be so quiet tonight. Caller at 917, last 49371. Caller 917, last 49371. Do you have a question or comment?
Oh, good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Yes.
Good evening, Linda. This is Peter.
Yes, yes. It's
hey,
very
Lisa,
informative.
How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. It's very informative. I really, really enjoyed the show. Really enjoyed
oh,
the comments.
Good.
Yes, and
thank
I learned
you,
a lot.
Peter.
I learned a lot.
Nice.
I learned a lot.
Have you had this challenge with your libido, Vita? Have you, you know, felt some of these things we talked about?
Never.
What? So what's your secret, Vita? I love that. What's your secret, girl? She said never. Tell us.
The M word.
What word is that?
Oh, masturbate.
The M word. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, Lisa, my kind of woman. Yes.
And massages and the books and the books.
And
so
the books,
I do
yes.
a lot of reading. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Of reading.
Well, thank you, Peter. Oh my goodness, thank you so much.
The only
because
thing I've never tried is the thing that Marcia talked about, but I think I'm gonna find out more about it.
Which one is that?
The toy.
Oh.
Well, you need to come to her next Chocolate and Champagne on the 31st of March. You might win a toy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Yes.
I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued.
Yes. Okay. So I'm great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank
wonderful.
You so
wonderful.
Much, Rita.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay.
Vita, go on our Facebook. Are you on Facebook, Vita?
No, but I can get on it. Oh, but I'm
okay, so I will post you. I'll send it to you also on WhatsApp. And when the next date is coming up, most definitely. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I see the other caller still on. I don't know. You're going to try and see.
Caller, are you ready to come on? 347-3985, last 4. You still shy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess no one wants to talk. So let's go to some music. And, I mean,
okay. Yeah,
we'll go to some music and we'll come back. All right? How's that?
Okay.
Thank you. impossible dream to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, and to run where the brave dare not go. Unrightable wrong, and the love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary to the unreachable star. This is not where to follow the star. Ooh, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question a pause, to be willing to march, march into hell for that heavenly God. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious plan, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this.
Okay, I didn't want to put us all to sleep. But that was Luther. That was Luther. You know, I just figure that maybe people aren't feeling very relaxed, to make you a little bit more relaxed. So now, is there anyone who wants to chip in? They have a question, a comment, a suggestion.
Oh, I just got a text from someone who said that they're on. I think they are 8347. Is it? Is she on? 8347.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, finally. Yes, yes, yes. Good evening, caller, and welcome to the Bush's Dwelling Show.
Good evening. I'm enjoying the show. I just found it amazing that there is a $200 vibrator with a remote.
Yes. Yes, there is.
I buy that, I should be pleasured all day, every day.
Well, you know,
indeed.
You look at it as an investment. You look at it as an investment. The $200, it's not a vibrator. You're talking about the Fiera. The Fiera is just to stimulate a woman's arousal and desire. That's why I'm saying, you know, you could get the same thing from my affiliate, Justin St. Leather, the Insanity Pill. It's a small little red pill. It's smaller than the Viagra pill, and it packs a punch, I'm telling you. I tell you, I'm still horny right now. So the Fiera is just to develop, or if a woman is struggling with her desire, that's the one that has the remote that costs $249 with the remote. And by itself is $199. It was created by some gynecologists and some doctors. But for the most part, you know, the regular vibrators and the toys, they are usually within the $99 to $120 range.
And the pill sounds quite interesting as well.
It is. is, and it's totally herbal. All the ingredients are herbal, like ginkgo biloba, and aged garlic extract, and what is this? Cinnamon bark. Yeah, so he has a lot of stuff that's in here that's all herbal. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing that's pharmaceutical. It's strictly herbal. And I'm telling you, it shoots your libido through the roof. I mean, I'm already an HL, so this just sent me off the wall.
All right, so I have a question. So my question is, I wanted to know about squirting. Is it real, and does all women squirt and you just need to learn how to squirt, or it doesn't happen for everyone?
I think all women can squirt. I don't think all women know how to squirt, and it's the skein glands that are activated. So squirting, which is different than ejaculate, which when you orgasm, when you ejaculate as a woman, it's about a teaspoonful of fluid, and it's usually whitish, milky white. When you squirt, it feels like you have to pee. It feels like you're peeing, and it just comes in full force, like someone said, and the color is usually lightish yellow. I wouldn't say milky, but lightish yellowish. So, and that's affected from the skein glands. So that's usually down by your G-spot area. When you activate that, off the chart.
All right. I'm going to try to find it tonight.
Okay, well, I like that.
I'm gonna look for it tonight. So I have a date with myself.
No, that's good. You know, I'm glad that this caller mentioned that she has a date with herself, because I think that's what a lot of us women should do: make a date with ourselves and stick to it. You know, when you stick to that date, then at least you're giving yourself that self pleasure that you desire and that you deserve. And the more that you do that, you know, you explore, the better you are to reciprocate, the better you are to educate your lover, like, oh, I like it like this, oh no, I don't like that, that kind of thing. You know, you're a little bit more communicative, and they appreciate it too. You know, they appreciate it. So
I know.
Yes,
that's right.
Congratulations. Yes.
Oh, I thank
when
you.
When you find it, make sure you send a shout out and say, hey.
I found it. I'm so happy I found it.
We're happy for you.
All right.
Ooh,
and I'll be looking forward to your next show. And you're saying that's March 31st?
Yes, March 31st. Saturday, March 31st from 7 to 9 at 59 Franklin Street. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Who got the vibrator? Najami, you said you got the, have you tried yours yet?
Oh, my goodness. It's no business, this lady, please.
I just wanted to know, does it work? I'm thinking, if it works, maybe I could try it, you know?
Well, here what we do. We'll get all those deliciousness at the next champagne and chocolate. How about that? So those who want to know if the finger vibrator works, if you're in New York, you can come to the champagne and chocolate. If not, at the next conversation, we'll have that. But I think anything that can stimulate the communication with yourself or with others is always a good thing.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, ladies.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening.
I think you may
Does
have one other caller.
Does anyone else want to chime in? Where? Which one?
5070-3985-9371?
9371 already.
Let's try it and see. The 9371 maybe?
The 9371 just went. 5070, okay. Are you ready to come on the air? 5070, caller, are you there? Caller is there. Yeah. I guess the caller is not ready to come on the air. Okay. No worries. All right. Well, Bushwoman, let's wrap this show up. Yes. Do you have anything that's upcoming that our guests and listeners need to know about so that they could be
well,
in attendance?
Well, yeah, I sure do. The next Bushwoman, I just finished the Bushwoman Conversations Project show. Event, I should say, that was on February the 18th, and that was like about creating your vision book to attract what you need in your life. So I'm going to continue with that process of creating a workshop called How to Write Affirmations to Attract Your Desires or Your Vision. A lot of us, it's like praying. A lot of us don't know how to pray, but writing affirmations is a form of praying to some degree because what you put on paper comes from your heart and it goes up into the universe and the vibration attracts the frequency to draw to you what you desire. So there's a specific way how to write affirmations, and this is going on April 22nd. I'm looking to have it at McCarter Museum, but when I get the confirmation for that, it will be from 3 to 5. It will be $29.99 for that. And anyone who signs up, I'm going to have an early special, so I'm going to post it on Eventbrite and on my page, Bushwoman Conversations and Najami Lazama on Facebook, and also on Bushwoman Convo on Instagram and Twitter. Instagram and Twitter is at Bushwoman Convo. And so come and we're going to have some fun on how to write affirmations to attract what we need in different areas of our lives. It's always going to be a fun event. Bushwoman. Speaker MC?
Yes, I intend to be there. I was at her last event, and I'm telling you, I didn't want it to end. I was having so much fun. So come to her event, April 27th. $29.99 is a really good investment, really good investment. And I am Speaker MC, and I created what is called Swell for Women. And I created that because women were exchanging DNA without asking their pertinent questions of their partners. Either they were afraid to do so or they just didn't think of it. And this was creating a lot of toxicity in their relationships. No trust, no communication, no sex. And then we, the rest of us, get subjected to that dysfunction with traffic jams and discourteous service. You know, you pick up the phone and you want customer service and this woman just has a bad attitude. That's because she's not getting any, you know? So I created Swell, and Swell is where women gather and support each other through this close-knit community to reclaim their esteem so that they ask for what they want, both in the workplace and in the bedroom. And it's where they learn about their bodies, their minds, their hearts, so that they can maintain the optimal wellness and live their legacies. And we have what's called the Swell Happy Hour. And the Swell Happy Hour, the next show will be featured. It's virtual, and it will be featured on Zoom. And I'll send out a link. And that will be on Wednesday, March 14th at 8 p.m. sharp. I'll be having Rukshana Triam. She's a women's leadership coach, and we are going to be talking more about libido in a more explicit sense. So stay tuned for that show. That's the Swell Happy Hour on Wednesday, March 14th. And because I remember earlier in the show, I mentioned to you that I have this concoction, for lack of a better word, but it's a smoothie. And the smoothie is called Mojotita. You can retrieve it. You can find it, the full recipe, in my newsletter, and you can get that off bit.ly/MC Libido. That's M like Mary, C like Charlie, hyphen Libido, L-I-B-I-D-O, bit.ly/MC Libido. And you'll get the full recipe for the Mojotita, and that's my free offering to you. And I also have because my best love language is gifting, gift giving. I also have another gift for you, which is at bit.ly present for you. Present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, for, F-O-R-U, Y-O-U, present for you. bit.ly/present for you. That's my free gift to you. Go there and collect it. And you want more of us? We're at the Swell Playroom on March 9th podcast. You can retrieve it on Mixcloud/Marcia Chambers. On the 5th, which is this Monday coming, and the following Monday, which is the 19th, the Speaker MC Show. And actually on March 19th, Bushwoman will be on the Speaker MC Show. So you can catch us both on that show. And you've been hearing us talk about the live event, the Champagne and Chocolate Conversations. The next event is Saturday, March 31st, and you can retrieve that information on my website, which is marciachambers.com, marciachambers.com. The entry fee is actually free, but for a seat deposit, which I have to change the language on the flyer, the seat deposit is $27 for you and $7 for your guest. Once you show up, you get your deposits back. So that should be very entertaining. We will be talking about all facets of sex. All facets of sex, mostly libido, though. So you can check us out. Check out the Swell Playroom, the Swell Happy Hour, the Bush's Swelling Show. The next show will be on the 17th, two Saturdays from today, and that will be about libido from the male's perspective, how to help the gentleman in that perspective. And you can catch me on social media at Speak2MC. That's Speak2MC. So we hope that you enjoyed our show. We hope that you had a wonderful time and you learned something and you had unadulterated eargasmic pleasure. Until next time, March 17th.
Well, hold on, Speak2MC.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
That's okay. One short plug. So, as we are wrapping up the show, my form of gift giving, as I want to share this, a free discovery coaching session. If you're having challenges in your relationships, you're having challenges with your self-esteem, who you are, acceptance, shame, embarrassment of any kind that's affecting your libido, is affecting your relationship, email me at bushwomanconversations@gmail.com. bushwomanconversations@gmail.com for your free 30-minute discovery session. Send me your personal information, your contact, phone number, email, and we'll have a free 30-minute discovery session so you can get some coaching to help you to override those thinking thoughts. Thank you, Speaker MC.
No. Okay. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for joining us tonight. We thank you for embarking on this journey with us and playing with us today. Thank you for diving deeply into the well of sexual wellness and empowered living lifestyles with some bush on the side. And we will see you next time for the Bush is Swelling show. Good night. Because we got through the past, I finally found somebody that can make me laugh.
your baby.
Conversations over mine, which means a lot to me, 'cause good men are hard to find.